this is where we get all like the theorizations about, oh, it's a doomsday machine that's out there.
Kirk just starts spouting this shit off, and I was like, dude, what Alex Jones program were you watching last
in
night?
In the 20th century, a doomsday machine. You know, he talks about the H-bomb and stuff.
Right, but like what he hypothesizes here, or it's just a theory, I guess, is like this was a thing that was made by civilizations in another galaxy from a war that they, was fought and ended.
John Podesta's emails clearly have something with the doomsday machine. If the Comet King ping pong shop opens up like a launch pad and the doomsday machine will be launched. Turn the frickin' Flagorians gay.
Oh, Space Alex Jones? Yes.
Now, Jim Boy, now, I don't know much about a doomsday machine, but I'll tell you, I'll rip you a good yarn about a pretty hate machine. Now, I'm down in it. I'll tell you that much. I love that album.
A head like a hole. Back in your soul.
Catch him in bed with a Vulcan.
So, yeah, it's just like, oh my God, this is doomsday machine. Bones and Decker beam up to the Enterprise, and then, oops, now they can't beam anybody else up because of stuff.
Interference.
No, you know. Who are in this episode? Some white lady's running the controls back.
Yeah, I was like, who's this lady? How's it going, Karen?
I guess she had, like, vacation days.
Yeah.
Vacation, well, all you ever wanted. Well, she's vacation, like, oh, no. Gotta beam away.
I just realized what Ahura's doing is she's relearning the alphabet still.
Yes, right, because she forgot how to fucking speak or whatever.
She's like, yeah, I'm going to use all of my... I'm going to be on some fucking family leave for a while as I learn to read.
To meet my fucking parents.
Kirk has to send her away like Plainview sends away his son.
I can't look at her. It's always you with the yap, yap, yap.
By the way, Uhura, you better learn to think and speak all over again in under 6 weeks or else it's coming out of your paycheck.
And if you do, that makes you my competitor.
Ensign in a basket.
It's Ensign in a basket.
You know, it's weird. Karen is doing great, Uhura. And she knows how to read.
Just saying.
Mr. Data, have you ever seen a movie called Sliver?
Computer, open favorites folder.
Counselor Troy's room.
Excellent. Enhance.
Subfolder, toilet cam. Toilet bot did some good pictures today.
Second favorite,
Commander Worf's room.
Excellent.
Oh, he's working out. Look at those muscles. Isn't that interesting?
Let's see. What is he working with there? Rewind to the shower, please.
Rotate 20 degrees. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
wait, ridges on both heads.
Oh, no. Dr. Crusher, what are you doing here?
Well, I did save all of the videos from Beverly's room. I don't know why that's pertinent, but...
Klingon penis.
Sure.
Ridged.
Be, yeah, like, yeah, definitely. There's probably like deviant arts on this.
Yeah, I'm sure. Tell us, I think it's more like, you remember those things in Peter Jackson's King Kong that eat Andy Serkis?
Yes.
That might be it.
That's what I think was going on there.
I always just thought it looked like Everest.
Yeah, okay.
Like the mountain?
Yes, like the Everest.
So it's just like a giant pile of rocks that goes into the sky.
Doesn't
so
that sound right?
Snow on it.
That you're going to need oxygen after climbing both.
If you sit down on my dick, you might die.
That's a great way to open the newest Star Trek movie. It's like, you know, it's like an old style Paramount logo, right? And then you
perfect.
And then you just transition, and it's Worf's hog, and he's like
his craggled up hog.
I thought you were gonna say it was gonna have a cold open where like Kirk and Spock are like climbing a mountain together, and then look down a la Gulliver's Travels to find out it's Worf.
I like it.
Oh my God, we're a Klingon Lilliputian.
Oh my God, it's a giant Worf. Oh, let me see his toes.
Hurl rocks at me.